With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Fundraising last night for President Trump, raising over $15.5 million at a big Palm Beach to-do. That's a record. Eclipse enthusiasts are staking out their spots across the several states in three countries, hoping for clear skies to see tomorrow's solar eclipse. A lot of businesses closing for the event, schools cutting classes per se, a lot of traffic postings along the projected path warning drivers to be on the lookout for slow traffic and sudden stops. Special viewing glasses are flying off the shelves, and small towns are seeing an influx of visitors hoping to get just the right spot. In Waxahachie, Texas, south of Dallas, one business owner says there's a lot of people there already.
My understanding is there's going to be over 100,000 that are going to be right in town here looking at this eclipse.
But Heather Appleby, a Dallas College astronomy and physics professor, says Lone Star's lookers will be somewhat disappointed.
It's sounding like here in Dallas, kind of early morning, we are going to get a very thin layer of high-level clouds come in. But they're thin cirrus clouds, so they're transparent. You can see through them a little bit. They've been describing it like a veil.
Also at SRNnews.com, a new survey suggests most Americans share many core values despite deep political divides.
Most political polls reveal extreme partisanship, but a new APNORC survey found that about 9 in 10 U.S. adults say the right to vote, the right to equal protection under the law, and the right to privacy are important or very important to the U.S.'s identity as a nation. And while there was agreement on what it means to be an American, there was another more pessimistic result. The same poll found that only 3 in 10 Americans believe the country's democracy is functioning well.
That's Greg Cluxton reporting, SRN News. A new website is tracking the cost of transgenderism in sports.
Every time a male wins an athletic competition against females, it is recorded at shewon.org. The site lists nearly 300 first place, 263 second place, and 250 third place awards that have gone to males playing against females. The operators of shewon.org also estimate the men have taken scores of scholarships away from women. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The huge gains made by the opposition in Turkey's local elections are raising the possibility President Erdogan could step back from some of his controversial policies, and that would be good news for Christians. Experts who've been watching Turkey closely don't see Erdogan making any drastic changes in his conservative Islamic policies, but a toning down may be in the cards. Persecution of Christians in his country has been on the rise. This is SRN News. Researchers say most cancer drugs granted accelerated approval by the FDA do not deliver on their early promise.
The program allows the FDA to grant early approval to drugs that show favorable initial results against fatal diseases. In exchange, drug companies are expected to do rigorous testing and produce better evidence before gaining full approval. Now, the study found between 2013 and 2017, there were 46 cancer drugs granted accelerated approval. Of those, only 43% extended patients' lives in trials. Jason Walker reporting.
Anti-smoking groups are suing the U.S. government over a long-awaited ban on menthol cigarettes. The FDA says banning the minty flavor could prevent hundreds of thousands of smoking-related deaths. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.